The laying on of hands is an ancient ritual that goes way back in time for many occasions as we send people out on their missions and welcome them back, and as we bless those whose missions continue, as Joel's will, for who knows how many more years, maybe another 30. So, Joel, I invite you to come and kneel on this contraption that I have in front of me. Rick, would you join with me? Quentin? Dennis? Pardon? John? Any other clergy out there in hiding?
Tom.
Sister Catherine.
Sister Catherine.
She counts.
She counts?
Well, of course.
Absolutely.
Without any doubt whatsoever. I'm wondering, I mean, Joel has been so important to so many people, and especially our children, and I'm wondering if Anne, I don't know if Anne's here, if one of the children here, or if you would like to come with and be a part of this. Well, if all of the children want to come, come on up.
Let the children come.
That's right, yeah. I think that's something Jesus said a long time ago, isn't it? You can come right up next to this guy. He's not going to hurt you. Okay, and if you all can't reach Joel, then I invite you to touch the person that you're closest to as we lay hands upon this incredible human being and pastor, father, husband, and to so many people in so many different ways. Pardon?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, why not? Just come on up and touch somebody. Come on, John. And if any of you would like to say just a brief, no sermons, but just a brief word or phrase that you would like to share as we lay hands upon our pastor and our friend, please do so now, and then we will conclude with a very brief prayer, I promise.
Amen. Continue to hold the energy, Juju.
We love you dearly.
Thank you.
We thank God that for the ways God has empowered you to walk the walk all these years.
O God of many names, who we know in different ways in worship, in our own churches, or wherever it else is we worship. Every once in a while, someone shows up in our lives who is so filled with your presence and your spirit that we look at them and we say, this indeed must be what God is like. This is someone who has shown us how it is that God wants us to live our lives, to treat ourselves, our families, our children, and everyone else with love, compassion, understanding, and acceptance. Your servant Joel is one of those people. And we promise that we will continue to be open to his presence, his leadership, and his love as we continue to help make this world of ours a place where everyone is welcome and where no one goes without food, clothing, or a safe place to live. And Joel is helping us to do that right here in this place and in this community. And we will continue to do that. Amen.
Our worship is coming to an end. And what a worship it's been. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Well, it felt holy and sacred to me. And this week at the clergy meeting, Joel said one of the ways he sees his role is to create spaces and places and times with room for the holy, with room for the Holy Spirit to move us. And so we are moved today. And so our worship is ending, but the opportunities to respond to that spirit, to ask ourselves, how have we been changed by what we experienced here, go on. Let us now bow our heads for the benediction. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of and love of God, and of his only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and forevermore. Amen.